Under Republican Governor Tom Ridge, Pennsylvania has spent years and tens of millions of dollars to fuel technology industries. Pennsylvania was one of the first in a wave of state technology development programs over the last few years, and it remains among the most aggressive. While it's too early for final judgments, it's clear the state has added momentum to a growing high technology sector. Construction workers are finishing the new quarters of a Pennsylvania software company called Storm. A $100,000 state grant is helping the company convert an abandoned horse stable into office space. Storm's chief financial officer is Pittsburgh native Andy Hanna, whose career path reflects the changes in Pittsburgh. He joined an internet startup company in 1994.
It's very difficult to get loans and very difficult to get venture capital here in Pittsburgh. So once we reached a certain scale, we decided to move to Boston for a couple reasons. One was the capital needs, but secondly, there was a talent pool of people that we could draw from, and it wasn't resident here in Pittsburgh.
Hanna says Pittsburgh has always had plenty of promising technology bubbling out of Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pittsburgh, but the region lacked the capital and entrepreneurial talent to build companies around those ideas. Lycos, one of the most popular websites on the internet, came out of Carnegie Mellon, but moved to Boston. Now the Pittsburgh area boasts more than 1,000 information technology companies, a leading robotics industry, and strength in biotechnology. After his first company was sold, Hanna says he agreed to come back because things have changed.
What's happened over the past 5 years especially is that the capital is starting to flow. And people are starting to realize, managers of entrepreneurial businesses outside the region and inside the region are realizing that Pittsburgh is a great place to raise your kids. It's low cost of living.
Hanna's new company received $2 million from one of Pennsylvania's most noteworthy efforts, a state-backed venture capital fund. 2 years ago, a partnership between taxpayers, a public school's pension plan, and a Philadelphia-area venture capital firm launched a $50 million fund with the goal of investing in promising Pennsylvania firms. After a year and a half, the paper value of the fund's portfolio had risen 250%. Most of the investments went to Pennsylvania firms. Two similar funds have followed. The state's investment of $13 million has led to a total of $200 million in venture capital funds managed by professional investors, not state bureaucrats, with Pennsylvania firms a first priority.
Triangle Capital, how may I help you?
Don Jones of Triangle Capital in Pittsburgh helps run one of the funds. He says local funding is key to keeping tech companies from moving to Boston's Route 128.
The movement out of Pittsburgh and other regions to Silicon Valley and to Boston 128 is because the venture capital firms have become magnets and they have pulled them there. And now that we have more funding in the regions, the chance of them staying here is very, very high.
Filling a gap in funding for early stage companies was a top recommendation from a group convened by Governor Ridge in 1996 called Technology 21. Sam McCullough, Pennsylvania's Secretary of Community and Economic Development, says their charge was to build a blueprint for the state.
We asked 1,000 technologists, academia, business, entrepreneurs, and so on, to work with us and tell us what we should do. Not that we weren't doing anything, we were doing lots of things, but tell us what more we need to do as a state to really be a player in the global economy with respect to technology. Where does Pennsylvania need to position itself?
The Tech 21 priorities ranged from workforce training to commercializing university research. Other programs followed, like the Digital Greenhouse, the state's $13 million partnership with industry and universities to jumpstart a semiconductor design industry in Pittsburgh. But finding capital for early-stage companies has been a top priority, and so far, one of the state's clearest successes. Critics say states have no business in the venture capital game, but private capital has flowed to Pennsylvania as well. Total venture capital investments in the state rose nearly 80% in 2 years to more than $500 million. But like most states, Pennsylvania's share of all U.S. venture capital has declined as investors dash for hotspots like Silicon Valley. Still, technology's momentum in Pittsburgh is unmistakable.
As far as your eye can see going up the river here, literally for the next several miles, was all steel mill, a series of mills. You don't see any mills anymore. They've all been torn down. It's all high tech now.
Doug Goodall is standing on the banks of the Monongahela River, looking at a series of new buildings devoted to technology companies and university research. Goodall is president of Innovation Works, one of four regional economic development operations collectively known as Ben Franklin Technology Partners. Goodall says the program was born in 1983, an effort to rebuild an economy reeling from the collapse of the steel industry.
Out of chaos comes opportunity.
Goodall's program provides entrepreneurs with assistance and financing designed to keep them going after personal funds run out until they're ready for venture capital. Statewide, the Ben Franklin program says its efforts boosted Pennsylvania's economic output by a total of nearly $3 billion from 1989 to 1996. Alumni include CD Now, a leading internet music distributor. Goodall says even though the Ben Franklin program predates the Ridge administration, the old and new are built on the premise of collaboration.
It's not just a university focus, it's not just a government focus, it's not just a private sector focus. It's all of those organizations and more getting around the table and saying, let's act as one economic development unit.
But allegations of mismanagement in the Pittsburgh program led to a major overhaul prior to Goodall's arrival a year ago. And not everyone gives the program high marks.
We ran the numbers.
Astro Teller is CEO of Body Media, a 16-person company pioneering the marriage of clothing and computers for monitoring physical health. Teller says he and his co-founders decided to skip programs like Ben Franklin and concentrate instead on earning $1 million themselves working as computer consultants.
It was actually more cost-effective to do that than to beg the money.
However, Teller praises the direction and leadership of the state's high-tech economic development efforts, but he says banks and other service companies in Pittsburgh remain too cautious in dealing with startup companies.
Getting the infrastructure in this city to buy into a small company is like getting a recreational root canal. You want something, they won't give it to you, you pretty much have to have it, and you spend these endless periods trying to haggle with people over something that you know they're going to give you in 3 years. You could get out in Silicon Valley, but in Pittsburgh, it's probably not going to happen.
But Andy Hanna of Storm says Pittsburgh has come a long way in addressing such concerns.
You can see so many good things happening that you know that the region's going to be a winner.
Hanna says the lesson of Pittsburgh's revival is government can help a region identify strengths and weaknesses and spark efforts to fill the gaps. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.